Ed Wood.
Lettuce, tomatoes.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
And let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to do like I do.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I going to make it any steamier?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Megalow and partners.
What? What?
We can help what? You keep your house. What? The process is simple.
Whoa.
当然テレビの配信の音楽お前の隣の節分だと心に染みる凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも止まらなくなるぞこの配信の音楽お前の隣の節分だと心に染みる凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ俺のやってるのはラブカブスは7カブ和訳する必要はなく余る日本語を得意となる本物を送りそこらの偽物が聞いたなら即死冗談で生きてるわけじゃねえから聞いてる才能と外交本土切り会場の最高峰待てのラスもう幕じゃなく鼓膜に訴えかける音楽を創作ゴージャスにインフにフロートの不動の真髄一二三四ヘビいい感じにするため努力を惜しまずノーチョーク一日を余力残すことなく乗り切りたとえ死んでも破壊し破壊し蘇り進む我が道朝から瓦版に目を通す山田マンの男の魂込めたかったに絵に描く気持ちらしい爆弾絵に描いた中 MC ラッパガリア天井限界ねハウス壊すバリア基礎限界のマウスカオス蹴散らせいきます飛ばすか悪化するミュージックシーンにマウス手を取った俺ら最強とかす弁取ったら今戦況焦がすネオヒップホップ大将ガリアにサンド言動も揺るがすアンレイクラッパー日本全土巻き込むポイント起こし持ち上げるぜオーバーグラウンド先駆者が気づいた音楽を出た楽勝を揃った格好を見たどこへ大将無邪道なしよ次なる革命目指して進め最高の音楽を
日本を変える真の音楽賞お前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に染みる凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ日本を変える真の音楽賞お前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に染みる凄まじい爆発の終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ
welcome. Yes, welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a regular radio program that plays music. No, no, no. We have audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries and political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this is the first time since Friday, March 13th, 2020, that I, your host, Edward Buchert, am back here in WMFO Studio A, and we're broadcasting live with three upcoming WMFO new DJs, Dan, Avery, and Reed. And, well, they're going to tell us, well, welcome to the show, guys. Let's see. So we're going to, one of the things we're going to see is how it makes a difference how close you get to the microphone. So if you get really close, it also increases your bass. Whereas if we're over here, besides adding some reverb, this is the little room ambiance. But here, yeah, this is called the proximity effect. And DJs kind of use it to express their DJ voiceness. So Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm Dan. I'm 18 years old. I'm from New Jersey. Excited to be a DJ soon.
What kind of music are you going to play?
Hopefully everything.
Great. Yeah. Free form. We love it.
Maybe some hardcore, Tropicalia, some punk, some electronica, everything, I hope.
What's Tropicalia?
It's a genre of Brazilian protest music from the late 60s, early 70s.
That sounds great, yeah. I mean, you know, having more kind of niche things. Okay, looking forward to that.
I'm Reed.
Okay, Reed, let me... here's the problem. I turned up the wrong fader. So, Reed, yes, now we're better with that.
Yeah, I'm Reed. I'm 20. Excited to be here. I like the station, the ambiance of it. There's a lot of decoration on the walls, and the space itself is freeform. It follows, you know, the radio station's message, which is cool. And I hope to play stuff I myself haven't heard before. Maybe explore new music. I like a lot of stuff from the 60s and 70s. A lot of Neil Young and Jimi Hendrix, Joni Mitchell, acoustic type. So interweaving that and, you know, talking about what goes behind the music as well, not just the music.
Sounds like great stuff. We've got a room that we haven't yet seen is our vinyl library. And we're going to be, I'll show you how to spin vinyl on these turntables, both forwards and backwards.
I'm Avery. I'm 20 years old. I recently transferred to Tufts from UC San Diego, so very excited to be here. I'm planning on playing some indie, alternative, alt-rock, early 2000s type music, and just really picking what I like and listening to it and having a good time.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so one thing I should tell everybody is, well, if you've been listening for a while, you know, here on Plastic Sushi Sound Collages, we always start off with some Japanese music. And on this episode, we heard from Dragon Ash and a track off of their Lily of the Valley album, Deep Impact. And we're going to have a set that goes on for a little over half an hour here. And some of the things it's going to include are a story, actually, a spoken word piece, The Doctor from the Shamel, from Morocco, I believe, and also some Native American flute music by Joseph Firecrow and R. Carlos Nakai, a remix I did of some of the Beatles' Revolution. A couple of different versions, and also a really nasty-sounding blues guitar The great six-fingered slide guitar player, Hound Dog Taylor, and his House Rockers. But first, we're going to start off with another Japanese band. Here is Denki Groove, and this is Darada, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community radio.
see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You. Number nine.
Got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the brand. Solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan.
Brother, may it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what,
that.
What?
Maybe even then, exposure is something that's
from the Shemal. At the entrance to the Khalifa's palace, there was a garden full of fountains and flowers. It was here that a certain Ishaiwi used to come each day to sit under a fig tree. He would set his basket down and take from it a sheepskin, which he always carried with him. Then he would spread out the sheepskin and sit on it. In the basket, he also had charcoal, a teapot, and a bowl of majun. He would place three stones in such a way that there was room between them to make a fire, set the teapot on top, and wait for the water to boil. Any day you could see him sitting there in the garden on the sheepskin. He had no work, but he had many friends who kept him alive with small sums of money, which they gave him from time to time. It became known that the Khalifa was suffering from an abscess in a private part of his body, and that as a result he could not sit down. The best doctors had been called, but they were not able to help him. The reason for this was that the Khalifa, being ashamed, would not let them examine the abscess. He called in holy men and tolba, who chanted the Quran for him, but the pain went on. The Nchaiwi heard about the Khalifa's difficulties, and straightway he went to the garden and began to eat najum. He ate more than usual that day, and smoked a great deal of keef as well. All the while he was thinking about the Khalifa. When he was feeling happy, he lay back in the shade of the fig tree and said to himself, "I think I can cure him." Soon he rose, folded his sheepskin, put his pipe and teapot and bowl of majun into the basket, and went to knock at the Khalifa's gate. A Sudanese opened it and asked him what he wanted. "I'm a doctor," he said. "Where are you from?" said the black man, looking at his ragged robes. "We've had all the doctors in the country." "I'm from the Shmel," he told him. "I've got medicines that will make anybody feel better, no matter how sick he is." "Wait," said the black man, "I'll be back in a while." The Sudanese went into his master's chamber and told him that a tubib had arrived from the Shmel. The Khalifa was lying on his belly. He raised his head a little and sighed. "Bring him in," he said. The servant went to the gate. "Come with me," he told the Nshaiwi. In the chamber, the Nshaiwi saw the Khalifa lying face down on the bed. "Bring plenty of honey and hot tea," he told the black man, and he sat down on the bed beside the Khalifa. When the servant returned with the tea and honey, the Nshaiwi took out his bowl and scooped up a large ball of majun, which he handed to the Khalifa. "First eat this," he told him, "and drink the tea afterward." The Khalifa did as he was told, and the Nshaiwi kept giving him more tea to drink. When an hour had passed, and the Nshaiwi saw that the majun had taken effect, he sent the servant out of the room and stood up. "This is the moment for the medicine," he said. He reached down, pulled off the Khalifa's chemir, leaving his buttocks uncovered. The Khalifa did not even notice. Then the Nshaiwi anointed his sex with honey and thrust it with great force into the Khalifa. The Khalifa uttered a scream and tried to throw the Nshaiwi off, but he did not have the strength. After that, he was quiet while the Nshaiwi worked. "The operation is almost over, Your Excellency," said the Nshaiwi. He finished and withdrew his sex, very much pleased. The abscess had burst, and he summoned the black man and told him to bring towels and clean his master. Meanwhile, the Khalifa, who had been in pain for a long time, was so relieved by the bursting of the abscess that he fell asleep. Seeing this, the Nshaiwi unrolled his sheepskin and lay down on it at the foot of the bed. In the morning, when he awoke, he found the Khalifa still sleeping. The Khalifa awoke shortly afterward. The Nshaiwi helped him out of bed. "I have no more pain," said the Khalifa. "Alhamdulillah," said the Nshaiwi. Together, they went into the Khalifa's bathing chambers. After the servants had poured water on them and gone out, the Khalifa said, "Last night when you operated on me, what did you use? A pole of some kind?" "Your Excellency, I used this." He pointed at his sex. "What?" cried the Khalifa. "But that means you assaulted me. You assaulted your Khalifa." "No, Your Excellency, I operated on you, nothing more." "Good," said the Khalifa, remembering that the Nshaiwi had indeed cured him. They came out of the hammam, and the Khalifa ordered a great festival to be given immediately. There were musicians and dancers, and the guests ate and drank tea for many hours. In the middle of the party, the Nshaiwi took out his bowl of majun and gave a spoonful to the Khalifa. Soon the Khalifa began to talk and laugh and sing, and then Shaiwi knew that he was happy. He put everything into his basket and stood up. "I must leave, Your Excellency," he said. "How much do I owe you?" the Khalifa asked him. "Sidi, whatever you give me will be more than enough because it comes from you." "He's a great doctor," thought the Khalifa. He sent a servant for a pouch full of dinars and gave it to him. Then Shaiwi thanked him and left. Then he went across the street and sat under the fig tree to smoke keef.
Would you like that? Oh, yeah, so slippery.